We are going to start today's Country Hour at the Sydney markets, where this morning a tray of Northern Territory mangoes sold for $26,000. That's big money. That is big money. And it is, of course, part of the annual mango auction. All the money raised this morning goes to Prostate Cancer Foundation, the Cancer Council of Australia, and OzHarvest. Trina Welch from the Australian Mango Industry Association was at the auction this morning. What was it like there at the markets, Trina?
It was amazing in the markets this morning. Like, I don't know if you've been to the Sydney markets, but there's a wind tunnel down there. And in Sydney today, on the third day of spring, it was quite overcast early and very windy, but it did not stop the crowds. They turned out in droves. There were celebrities and there were everyday people. There were kids, there were adults. It was a really fun, vibrant, dynamic and colourful atmosphere. It was fabulous.
And so who bought the tray, Trina? Who forked out the $26,000?
Oh, it was a consortium of eight, and they were wholesalers from the Sydney markets, and they were very, very excited, and they were really determined to win that tray.
Well, so between eight of them, I wonder what they do with the mangoes.
Not too sure. They might have had one and a half each.
Yeah. The price, it is just a bit down on last year. Are the organisers happy?
Very happy, extremely happy. You know, they were really not expecting it to go over 20, and they thought that was very high for this year, given the environment down here at the moment. So they're thrilled with 26,000, and so are the recipients of the donation as well, obviously.
Yeah. When you say the environment, do you mean just the cool weather and that nasty wind?
And economical. Everything's a little bit subdued at the moment in Sydney, they say.
Yep.
So, you know, with not a lot of money freely flowing around, 26,000 seems like a very magical amount, they think.
Fantastic. It is, of course, a symbolic first tray. The Territory's been sending down some fruit since June. But just at the moment, are there many mangoes in the market, Trina?
Not that many. Like today specifically, there could be 500 trays. You know, we've been in the markets on and off over the last 3 weeks. And really, we are starting to see the dribs and drabs just starting to trickle in. And as you put it just then, this is the first tray and it's symbolic of the season. And what the launch really signifies is that the mango season is on its way.
Mm.
So we've got Australians all over the country really quite excited about that now. It was a live cross today, so there's lots of people, you know, all thinking mangoes and getting excited about when they'll see their first one.
That's great. These first fruits are looking good to you, are they?
Yes, and the pack that went off today, the symbolic tray, was a Mr. KP brand from WePack in Darwin, and it looked beautiful, just beautiful.
Wonderful. Well, we're about to have a chat to Tim from WePack, so I'll let you go, Trina, and thank you so much for your time on the Country Hour today.
Thank you. It's been fabulous. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, big thanks to Trina Welch from the Australian Mango Industry Association. We are talking about this morning's mango auction, $26,000 for one tray of Territory mangoes, and all of the money raised going to charity, which is fantastic. As mentioned there with Trina, the symbolic first tray, it came from WePack in Darwin's rural area. Tim Elliott is the director of that business. Tim, $26,000. For just the one tray, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, $26,000 is good. Obviously, it's not as high as previous years, but we have seen a tray a few years ago that fetched 60, but obviously the climate was a bit different. And, as Trina said, the money flowing a bit freer, but it's all about, you know, promotional work as well as, you know, going to prostate cancer, so
yes.
And there is a lot outside that other benefits that you don't hear about that are great.
So tell us about how you got involved with this project.
A number of years ago, I was approached by the Market Authority, and Nick Martelli is obviously the main driver behind that campaign of the prostate. And you know, there's cherry auctions around the world.
Mm.
And there's other auctions, so they decided to push the mango industry because mangoes represents the start of summer for a lot of people, start of the stone fruit season, and fortunately Darwin's got that edge on the everyone else, where it's, you know, delivers the first tray of mangoes. So, you know, the Darwin region and the Katherine region's always been fairly strongly involved in this, and you know, we're happy to donate the mangoes and set it up for a good year.
Is it tricky selecting your best 14 to go on the tray?
Most years it is, but believe it or not, this year is an exceptional year. The quality of the fruit and the colour of the fruit, it's going to be magic for, you know, there's good volumes starting to come through. So, you know, consumer-wise, it's going to, you know, they're going to see the best year they've ever had, I'm thinking. So,
That's great.
Yeah. No, it is. It's really good.
When do you think the average consumer will start to see some on the supermarket shelves?
Well, at the moment, locally, we've selected some of our better fruit, and that's on the shelves in some of the stores. Woolies got it in most of their stores at the moment.
Yep.
And it is being sent out to other stores. We're just increasing volume now to a couple of thousand a day.
Wow.
So, you'll see, from here on in, you'll start to see it on the shelves on a regular basis.
Good for consumers. Will you make some money this year as well?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, with it sort of, you know, supply and demand, it's always a fine line. So there's definitely the supply. Supply will be up. And hopefully with the quality, demand will be strong. But there's, you know, that fine balance on oversupplying the market and undersupplying the market. So, it should be good. And, you know, if any listeners are out there and they want a cheaper mango, they can come here and buy one for half price. They don't have to pay the whole $26,000 a tray. Or if they can go to their local woolly stores, they might get it for $3.99.
Yeah, well, I think I worked it out. That's about over $1,800 a mango you've done today. So.
Well,
congratulations with the results today. That's wonderful. And all the best with the rest of the season.
No worries. Thanks for that, mate.
Tim Elliott from WePak, who donated a tray of mangoes, which this morning in Sydney sold for $26,000, all of the money going to charity. If you want to see what $26,000 worth of mangoes looks like, we've got a picture of it up on our Facebook page. That's the Northern Territory Country, our Facebook page. The winning bidders are holding it up. They look like a bunch of characters. Go along and have a look at that. That's the Northern Territory Country, our Facebook page.